You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on this Thursday morning. It's the 28th day of March. Lewis Black is bringing his The Jokes on Us tour to Elkhart's Lerner Theater tomorrow night. Mr. Black is a Grammy Award-winning comedian, best known for his angry rants on The Daily Show. I had a chance to speak with Lewis Black about his career earlier this week. I began by asking him how a graduate of Yale's drama school ended up doing stand-up comedy.
By the time I was 40, I realized that I'd be living a life of poverty if I kept going as a playwright. But it was also just it was a way in which I could get my writing out there. And it became the easiest way to do it. And that's what people were starting to respond to. And the difference was is that drunks who ran a comedy club were more amenable to my work than artistic directors at major theaters.
Okay, fair enough. But you were building a career in theater, right?
Yeah, most of everything I did, I produced on my own. I just would, nobody's going to do it, so we would do it, me and my friends and whoever I could gather together, and we wouldn't just put it on. And, I would get just enough to keep me going. You know, it was that kind of like the pigeon who's banging its face to get a pellet.
Okay. I also read online that you initially did some of your comedy kind of straight, and that another comedian suggested it would be funnier if you were angrier and screaming, apparently. Is that accurate or not?
What he said was, is you are angry, so start yelling.
Okay.
He was a comic that yells, my friend Dan Ballard. He was a comic who yelled. He said, I have nothing to yell about, and I'm yelling. And he said, you're up there, you're angry, and you're not yelling. And when I would yell, I would turn my back to the audience. And because I just thought, wow, this is too much. This anger thing is too much. And then I went, he said, just go do it. You go up there and yell your act. And that was the beginning of it.
Okay. And then I also read that you initially kind of yelled all of it. And somebody suggested you needed to learn the benefit of nuance and silence.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started doing it, I was like, it wasn't really for the first two or three years of going on the road, I wasn't completely comfortable on stage and had a really grounded on stage well enough. I would literally go at 500 miles an hour yelling. I'd start at 7 and end at 20 yelling. And then as I became more and more comfortable up there, I realized what silence, you know. It's what Jack Benny taught, you know. There's a lot that can be gained in silence.
Right, and a raised eyebrow. Where'd the pointy finger come from? You do that pointy finger thing a lot when you're angry. And is that something that's a tick of yours naturally, or is that something you developed as
natural,
part of?
It was natural. I didn't even know I was doing it until it was pointed out to me by people who would come up to me and start pointing at me.
You know, I wonder sometimes, now you've become the rant comedian, the angry comedian, do you ever wish that you could kind of go back to not ranting and kind of be more straight?
No, but I do wish that what I did was, what I should have done was really, if I'd had any brains for longevity, was to do it on a gurney with an IV drip. That would be the way. You know, the problem is you've got no choice. You know, a comic is funny the way a comic is funny. When I'm the most funny and always have been is when I'm angry.
I think one of the things a lot of people really respect about comedians, in addition to the fact that they're just funny, is they can't imagine going up on stage and taking the risk of bombing. How did you get over the fear of bombing?
One of the ways in which you know that somebody might end up doing comedy is the fact that they, when they're dying on stage, there's a level at which they kind of enjoy it, where they actually think, which I have done. I've watched every comic that I really have loved done where they're bombing, but they keep going. So they say, you know, well, this didn't work. I'm going to try this. That doesn't work. Well, I'm going to try this. There's still this belief you can get them. And even now, I mean, I'm kind of amazed sometimes at what people will laugh at when I'm talking.
Yeah, but you're not amazed that you're getting laughs. You're anticipating laughs at this point in your career, right?
Sometimes. And sometimes when I do something for the first time, I go, wow, is this too honest? Sometimes the most honest things are the funniest.
All right, Mr. Black, well, you'll be bringing your The Jokes on Us tour to Elkhart's Lerner Theater this Friday evening, March 29th at 8 p.m. Is there anything else you want folks to know about the show before they make their way to the theater?
They also should know if anybody has anything to say about Elkhart or the state of Indiana or there's something that's bothering them. We do this thing at the end called The Rant Is Due, and which is a live feed that goes throughout the world and is written by the folks who come to the theater and watch the show. Folks who go to my website, lewisblack.com, and write in a rant.
Okay, so you're allowing people to ask you questions or offer their own rants at the end of the program, and you kind of spiff on those as well? Is that how that works?
Yeah, exactly. I talk a bit about Elkhart, Indiana, and then I let those who live there do the talking. It's a show written by the people who aren't, you know, in the town that I'm in. I don't think there's anything else like it.
That was Grammy Award-winning comedian Lewis Black. Mr. Black is performing at Elkhart's Lerner Theater tomorrow night at 8. You can get ticket information at their website at thelerner.com. If you're planning to go tomorrow night, you can get additional information on how you can become part of the show by submitting your rant to The Rant Is Due at Mr. Black's website at lewisblack.com. This is 88.1 WVPE, your NPR station.